funny. I was I was watching this. I think there's going to be a new. A new controversy, and it's the Eric Trump, Ivanka too strong to allow sexual harassment. Trump said, if Ivanka were harassed, I hope she'd quit. I just seen the headline, and I saw Brooke Baldwin, that just empty head, just shaking her head. I mean, you know, that's a reference to Megyn Kelly. It's a reference to Megyn Kelly. It's a reference to Megyn Kelly and Gretchen Carlson. That's what that is. That's what that is. Well, think about it. Megyn Kelly is where she is at Fox, right? She's got her own show. She makes millions and millions and millions of dollars. She's written books. And yet she says years and years and years and years and years ago, she was sexually harassed. She was sexually harassed by Roger Ailes. But apparently, see, you gotta look at it this way. Apparently, either it didn't happen, or it wasn't that big of a deal to her, or she didn't say anything because she wanted to rise through the ranks of Fox News. I mean, it's a very complex, really complex situation to just say, oh, that's sexist to say, or that's, blaming the woman. Because for Megyn Kelly, sexually harassed, but stay at Fox and even talk glowingly of Roger Ailes, rather it's in her book. Or when Trump was attacking Megyn Kelly, and Megyn Kelly on her show even said she wanted to thank Roger Ailes, who has stood by her through all of the Trump controversy. And he's a great boss. And so forth and so on. But yet, she was sexually harassed by him. So what does that all mean? Same thing with Gretchen Carlson. It's one thing to be sexually harassed, and then the minute you're sexually harassed, you report that harassment and then sue. It's another to sexually harass, be completely fine with it, rise through the ranks of that company or business, and then when something doesn't go your way, you say, hey, I'm being sexually harassed. You understand what I'm saying? Gretchen Carlson didn't get sexually harassed out of the blue a month ago. According to statements and affidavits, this was going on when she had her own show. It was going on before she had her own show. Everything came out after her show got canceled and her contract was not renewed. Doesn't that seem a little strange to everybody? Doesn't that seem a little suspect to everybody? You can't say you were sexually harassed 10 years ago and you lived with that sexual harassment throughout those 10 years where you've made millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And then when something doesn't go your way, you say, oh, I'm being sexually harassed. I've been being sexually harassed. Something needs to be done about this monster. It just doesn't work like that. So when Eric Trump says, I don't think my sister would go for that. I don't think my sister would stand for that. I think my sister would have quit. Listen, you can't scream sexual harassment and rise through the ranks of a company and become rich and powerful. And then when things don't go your way, you scream harassment from 10 years before. You can't do that. You can't do that. Yeah, seriously, it's wrong. The day the harassment started is the day that you should have reported it. The day the harassment started is the day a lawsuit gets filed. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. And that's not me being sexist or misogynist. Listen, if the roles are reversed, and it could, hey, in a million years, you would never have thought hot young teachers would be having sex with young boys. Seriously, you never thought hot young women teachers would be having sex with young boys. You never thought that. So don't think that you couldn't get an executive, you know, like a Carly Fiorina. She's a little long in the face, but an executive like her, your low-level management, you know. Maybe you're a key pusher. You get called into the CEO's office and Carly Fiorina's there. And she's like, yes, I just would like to say I was watching you work that keyboard. Oh, gee, thank you. You type really well. Oh, thanks. Is there anything else you can do with those hands? Excuse me? Is there anything else you could do with those hands? Like, is there anything else you could do with those hands? What don't you understand? I could eat with my hand. Really, can you want to eat something right now? What? You want a tuna sandwich? Is that what you want, a taco? come here, you. And then bang, she grabs your head and you're down there. Now, at that moment, you either stop and say sexual harassment, sexual assault, I'm reporting you, I'm suing you, or you just keep going. You eat that taco like it's from King Taco. You haven't eaten in 3 weeks, and you're eating one after another, the street tacos, because I got to admit, that's a street taco, and you're just eating it. You're eating a taco. You're eating it. You're chewing it. You're just going to town. And then it's over. And then guess what? You're no longer at that keyboard. No. You have your own division. And you're eating tacos like 3-4 times a week. You're eating tacos 3-4 times a week. Sometimes you're eating chocolate. Sometimes you're eating the Hershey Highway. Okay? Sometimes you're doing that. But it's one or the other. It's one or the other. Do you understand, my friends? It's one or the other. You can't eat Hershey's chocolate. You can't take the highway. You can't take the taco. You can't do that for 5, 6, 7 years, 8 years. Become the vice president of acquisitions, where you're making $23 million a year. And then you get fired one day because maybe you're not eating tacos good anymore. Maybe there's another person that eats tacos better, that loves the Hershey Highway better. Who knows? But if that happens and you get fired, you cannot then go sexual harassment. Yeah, there was sexual harassment going on. For the last 8 years, I've been eating tacos. Okay, I've got so much taco in me that you might as well call me Rafael Cruz. That's how much taco I got in me. You can't do that. And that's a guy or a girl. And don't laugh and say, oh, that can never happen to a guy. BS. Because like I said, I would never have thought a 14-year-old boy will be sitting in detention or in a study class, and the 28-year-old hot teacher would walk up and go, yeah, I'd like to see you after class. Everybody leaves, the door shuts, and the teacher's like, will you pull out your pee-pee right now? And you're like, what? What are you talking about? And she's like, I want to see it right now. Never. I used to dream about that. We had a couple hot teachers when I was like 13 and 14. I swear, not a lot. We had this one teacher, and she would wear loose tops. So she would, not all the time, but sometimes she would wear loose tops. And so I would get up at least 5 times to ask her about whatever assignment we were working on. And I would purposely do it because I would stand over her and I could catch a glimpse down her shirt. And sometimes I could see nip. Sometimes I could see nip in the bra, because her bra sometimes would be a little big. She didn't have big, big boobs, but they were nice. But if she was like, I want to perform fellatio on you, I probably would have orgasmed before it happened. Okay? So please, don't tell me that you can't be in your 20s and be sexually harassed by a CEO of a company. It can happen. And if it happened, you got to make the choice. You either roll with it, see what happens, and how much money you're going to make for that sex play, or you stop it right there, you quit, and then you file a lawsuit. Very simple, okay? And what Eric Trump said was, I think my sister would quit and then file the lawsuit. I don't think my sister would be doing a Gretchen Carlson or a Megyn Kelly. That's it. So, Brooke Baldwin, get over it. Get over it.